This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, there's been a lot of push in recent years to make commercial areas in the city accessible to people with disabilities. A report today pointed out that many people still don't know they can apply for additional OKU parking bays in commercial areas that require such facilities.
Yes, so according to MPBJ's guidelines, they need to allocate 2% of overall parking bays for people with disabilities. So the Star in its report quoted Bandar Utama Assemblyman Jamalia Jamaluddin saying that these parking bays have already been designated for this purpose. So applicants only need to write a letter to MBPJ and make a formal request. So she said her office received a lot of complaints from the public about the lack of OKU parking bays. But what people don't know is they can individually submit their request directly to MBPJ. It doesn't need to go through some add-on or developer. So the application will then be processed by the MBPJ sustainability development department. So I think it's very good, because even for, I think it's for everyone, it's very difficult to go to commercial areas and find a parking spot. So
yeah,
for people with limitations, I think it's going to be really, really difficult.
Particularly if, I mean, I'm assuming that if they've laid out specific spots for the OKU parking bays, they would also be spots that are, say, close to entrances or wider.
Correct.
And so if they're not yet allocated, it's really a waste, actually.
Yes.
On the other hand, if you say, I think for a lot of people, and I guess I'm just speaking for myself, sometimes if you do it yourself, it can feel a bit intimidating. So
correct.
What is the process like when someone applies for these additional parking bays, and how easy is it?
So in the letter, the applicant must give details to justify the usage of the parking bays. Perhaps it's a place that you frequent a lot for meals, or you work there, for example. So send photos of the said area and information about yourself. MPBJ's department will then conduct a site visit to audit and decide on the requested OKU parking bay. So priority will be given to commercial areas with clinics and dialysis centres. Another main area of focus is around NGO premises, which hosts many visitors with disabilities. So the disabled person or their caregivers can get these OKU stickers for free and display on their vehicles. So and additionally, MPBJ also provides three OKU transit vans to ferry people with disabilities who do not have their own transportation. So the vehicles are also fitted with hydraulic lift to help those who need it. So they are available from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. So you can make the bookings by calling MPBJ to get these facilities. So it's great.
And moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares of London Biscuits Berhad were shedding again today. How's the counter?
So the London Biscuits lost more than 10% this morning over news of its default and a series of board resignations. Last week, we heard its executive director, Datuk Ranjit Singh, and CFO Edmund Lu resigned after just 2 weeks in office, and its independent and non-exec director, Leslie Lui Meng, also quit the company. Another resignation involves its chairman, Datuk Sri Liu Kwek Hin, who resigned due to health reasons. So in the midst of all this, the company also defaulted on its 9.8 million ringgit debt to the Bank of Nova Scotia Berhad. So more than 21.4 million shares were traded on the counter today. London Biscuits closed down 14% at 24 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.